Do you struggle with worry and anxiety? You are not alone. Anxiety is arguably the number one mental health issue today, even for Christians. As a former anxiety sufferer and a neurocoach that's worked with hundreds of women, I've learned that we need practical mindset tools based on both brain science and God's word to get His calming truth into our thoughts. And that's why I host my free anxiety workshop, 3 Steps to Freedom from Anxiety based on brain science and the Bible. And you are invited to join me. Go to vibrantchristianliving.com/anxiety to sign up now for this free workshop. How do I not let other people's moods affect my mindset? I want to be different, but then I have this dragging me down and this person is negative. Hi, I'm Alicia Michelle, Bible teacher and certified neurocoach who loves helping Christian women learn how to renew their minds using brain science and biblical truth. If you struggle with anxiety, perfectionism, worry, feeling like you're never enough, you are in the right place. I've been there and I understand how frustrating it is to know God's truth but not feel it in your heart. I created the Christian Mindset Coach podcast to teach you practical brain and biblically based mindset tools to help you step out of overwhelm and step into the confidence, the joy, the peace, and the closer walk with God that comes from a renewed mind focused on God's life-giving promises. Grab a cozy spot and let's get started. Hi there. Welcome to today's episode of the Christian Mindset Coach. I'm so glad that you are here with me. And we're continuing this series of common questions that I'm asked about renewing our mind, the issues that tend to come up for us Christian women when we deal with this. And this one is another one of those big ones. How can I keep a positive mindset when I'm surrounded by negative people and I have all these bad things happening in my life? Yeah. When we did the most recent listener survey, this was the thing that came up. Definitely 2, 3, maybe even 4 times people had said, how do I not let other people's moods affect my mindset? They asked it in several different ways. And so that is what we're going to talk about today. And I know it has come up before too. Sometimes when we've been done coaching in the Christian Mindset Makeover, women have asked, I want to be different, but then I have this dragging me down and this person is negative. So we are going to get into that today. And before we do that, I wanted to share a listener review because again, these are so powerful for me. I love when you share these. It encourages me immensely to keep doing these podcasts for you. And it also lets the algorithms know inside the podcast players that this is a valuable podcast and that people are listening and that they're responding. And that actually encourages them to show the podcast to more people when people are searching on these kind of topics. So if you would leave a listener review and rating in your podcast player, it would mean the world to me and it would help this podcast be heard in more places. So thank you in advance for doing that. But here is a recent one from Jaylee. She says, Alicia connects the dots so well between scripture and neuroscience. I've definitely been living in a wannabe growth mindset, but I haven't been able to make the full transition. God has blessed Alicia as a powerful tool in His hand. The mindset makeover is something I will use the rest of my life. Thank you, Alicia. So obviously Jaylee is a part of the Christian Mindset Makeover, but she also wanted to share here how the podcast was a great impetus for her to learn more about the makeover and to give her that information to be able to move forward and to be able to know what it means to renew your mind and to get to the root of some of these issues. So thank you for sharing that, Jaylee. We so appreciate that support. And again, I am glad that you are part of the Christian Mindset Makeover. All right. So let's dig into today's topic, just understanding 3 simple ways, we're going to boil it down, to keep a positive mindset when you are surrounded by negative people or people who just differ in your perspective in terms of wanting to honor God and wanting to stay focused on His truths. How can we not let other people's moods affect our mood and mindset? Okay, so first, the very first thing, which is going to feel counterintuitive, I'm warning you right now, the first thing we can do is to allow ourselves to feel that frustration around not having the support from others emotionally, whatever that looks like to you. If it's this person is just opposing my views, or if this person is so negative, whatever that looks like, just being real about it. Honestly, just letting that come out into the open, whether that is venting it to God, sharing about it with a best friend. Again, we're not saying allowing it to disrupt your life, but sharing it in a way and letting it come out of you so that it's not just rattling around in your brain. And helping yourself understand your emotions and why they make sense. This is why journaling can be such a powerful tool. I know some people aren't into journaling and it's not their thing, but truly, I am shocked
the number of times I sit down to just, when I feel like all these thoughts bouncing around in my head, and I just grab my journal and I just start writing. And I don't even know what I'm writing half the time. But when I start the process of getting it on paper, all of this stuff comes out and it's like, oh, that's what I'm struggling with. That's why I'm frustrated. For example, like in the situation with a negative person or their comment or their lack of support. And when I can get it out, it makes such a difference because then it becomes real. Then it's like, I'm not crazy. This is why I'm feeling so frustrated. And the good news about getting it out and feeling that frustration in a safe way, again, with people who are going to be a safe container for us and also in a way that's not harming other people. Our emotions aren't meant to be abusive or abrasive to others. Doing it in a way that, again, is allowing us to release it within the context of kindness to others and honoring Christ. But when we do this, we can observe and we can process our emotions without letting them take over or without dictating our actions if those actions aren't in harmony with God's desires. And we see this as an example, probably greatest example in the Bible is Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane, the night before he was taken off to be put on trial and eventually crucified. He sat in a garden and poured his soul out before God, just saying, I don't want to do this, God, but I want your will. So he wrestled with God with these emotions, saying, I don't feel like the energy and I don't feel all of the things that I need to feel in order to move forward. So will you please help me to manage this? So he involves God in this process, but he's also allowing himself to feel the frustration and to express it. And so I take great comfort in that section of scripture because I realize, you know, God gave us emotions for a reason and they're not meant to just be stuffed. So again, first step in helping ourselves keep focused on the right things, having a positive mindset when others around us are negative, is just to feel the frustration and to let it out in a safe space. Okay. The second thing is that we get to make a decision about how we want to live. And so I'm going to make this general statement and then I'm going to back it up and we're going to talk about it a little bit. But the statement is we need to choose where we want to dwell. What are we going to believe? Now, you are in charge of what you want to focus on. No one can take that from you. That is literally your choice. What others think about a situation or about you does not have to be your reality. Just because they think that, it does not have to affect you. And I think of this phenomenon as those, ever there have been those times when you've been wrapping a present and you know how you have the scotch tape out and sometimes it just gets really sticky and it sticks to you. And maybe even you found maybe a piece of scotch tape stuck on your arm or your leg after you're done wrapping a whole bunch of Christmas presents. That happened to me this year. I think of that as these attitudes or these negative behaviors or these difficult circumstances or these other things happening. It's understandable why they're sticking to us. It's understandable why they could affect us, but it's also understandable that they're not us, that we can peel off that little piece of tape and go, you're a piece of tape. I'm me. You don't have to come inside and be a part of my thoughts if I don't let you do that. Because what we focus on grows. What we think about over and over is going to continue to manifest itself in our mind. It's going to continue to be that thing that grows and strengthens. That's how our brain works. And so when we keep our heart focused on the truth, what does God's truth say about this? What does God want me to believe? We can, again, sympathize like we did before and understand the frustration of having people around who maybe have a different opinion or who want to drag you down. But at the end of the day, this is kind of tough love. We get to choose what we're going to do with it. And it does take more discipline. It does take more discipline. So we are going to talk a little bit more about how we can help ourselves in that situation in a second. But I just want to, again, remind you that you're given the chance and the opportunity to remake your brain every moment. Even if you have been the one who's been stuck in negative patterns and you're like, I don't know if I can ever get out of this. You have the God-given ability to change what you want to focus on and think about at any moment. You're literally given a brain that is what we call plastic. It's called brain plasticity, meaning that your brain is being formed every second by the thoughts you think and the actions you take. It is changed chemically, energetically. It is being changed with everything we do. So if you have been in a certain situation, you can change that by changing how you think. And that's that responsibility that we all have in choosing our reality. It starts with changing how we think.
Are you stuck in anxious thought patterns, even though you know God tells you not to worry? Is your mind consumed by what ifs? It's like you want God's peace, but you don't know what to do with all these anxious, fearful thoughts. Well, I totally understand. I struggled with anxiety most of my life, even as a Christian. And it wasn't until I became a neurocoach and learned the brain science behind anxious thoughts that I finally was able to find freedom from those fearful what-if thoughts that had left me an emotional mess. Listen, it's not enough to intellectually know God's promises that He'll calm our fears. We need practical, brain and biblically based mindset tools to understand how to access God's life-giving peace when anxiety strikes. We need the tools to get the truth into our thoughts. You're invited to join me for a free anxiety workshop where I'll give you the first steps to conquering anxiety. You have the power to manage your anxiety with grace and truth, and I want to help you get started on this journey. Sign up now for this free anxiety workshop at vibrantchristianliving.com/anxiety. Look, there's always going to be a reason to be fearful and anxious. Jesus said so himself. Let me teach you the mindset life skills that every Christian woman needs to take charge of her thoughts and effectively manage anxious thoughts when they strike. Sign up now for this free anxiety workshop at vibrantchristianliving.com/anxiety.
So we can be frustrated. We can be frustrated, but we have to decide, where do we want to dwell? What will we believe? Are we going to let those things stick to us? And again, going through those processes in our mind of saying, but it frustrates me. Of course it frustrates you. It makes sense why it frustrates you. At the end of the day, we process that. We have compassion for that, but we get to decide, where are we going to dwell? And then the third thing, which can really strengthen this decision about where we're going to dwell, is we get to decide how we're going to respond, not just where we're going to dwell emotionally, but what we're going to do as an action based on that thought and emotion. Because as we've explained before, our actions are a direct result of our thoughts. That is so true in brain science. We see it over and over in the scientific literature. And it is extremely true in scripture. We could talk scripture after scripture of how what we focus on becomes our reality. So we get to decide how we're going to respond, not just how we're going to dwell, but how we're going to respond or show up moving forward in that situation. And there might need to be some boundaries that are put in place. There might need to be some things that need to change in that relationship, or there might be ways that you interact with that situation differently in order to just make yourself be able to cope. I mean, realistically. And when we talk about boundaries, there is a way that we define it in the Christian Mindset Makeover, and that is we talk about boundary builders and we talk about boundary breakers. So boundary builders are any activities, any habits, any mindsets, or choices that we make to enforce the protective boundary, or what we call the fence around our healthy thoughts. So the first part of the Christian Mindset Makeover, we work on figuring out what is the broken soundtrack that we're struggling with that's causing all of these actions and behaviors, self-sabotage, all these different things, perfectionism, whatever it is. And we are working on rewiring using brain priming. But then as that brain priming is getting started for the next 67 days, we also are doing this offensive part of, or defensive part, excuse me, of looking at how can we protect all of these good thoughts that we're putting in there? Because it's so easy for us to get sidelined or to get sidetracked by other people or other circumstances. So how can we protect those? And that's where we have these boundary builders and boundary breakers. So the boundary builders, the three types that we talk about in the Christian Mindset Makeover, are healthy physical body, so nutrition, exercise, sleep, healthy social interactions, monitoring our quantity of those. Are we getting enough of them? Are we getting too much of them? I mean, where are we on that scale of what we need to be filled up? And the quality of them, is there a depth? Is your soul satisfied, so to speak, with the depth of the connection that's happening there? So social interactions can definitely be a great way to build up that boundary. And then other mental wellness strategies. We kind of group all that together into organization and routines and natural remedies, time for play and creativity. Lots of different tools in our tool basket that we can use as boundary builders. These are things, again, activities, habits, mindsets, choices we make to enforce the boundary that protects our thoughts that we're building that protects this renewed mind that God wants us to cultivate. Now, the other half of that is minimizing the boundary breakers. And boundary breakers are any activities, habits, mindsets, or choices we make that compromise that protective boundary, that fence around our healthy thoughts. This is a deeper conversation, again, that we can have here, but just from a nutshell, 30,000 view perspective, when we talk about boundary breakers, sometimes the boundary breakers that happen are a result of our own choices. We have to take responsibility for that. Maybe we are reinforcing this situation and strengthening that if it's a habit of being around this person or dealing with this certain situation and not nipping it in the bud, not being proactive in speaking up or protecting ourselves more. Maybe we have to take some responsibility for that. Maybe we are the one indulging in the negative behavior by participating in it. We have to take responsibility for that. And then also, there may be things that have absolutely nothing to do with us that are breaking this boundary and has no fault of our own. The last few years, as you know, as a society, have been insane. We've got COVID. We've had all kinds of horrific news stories of things happening, very scary situations. Job changes maybe have happened. Our culture is changing in so many social ways. The church is changing and so much chaos is happening. There might be other people that might be influencing and doing things that you just, you know, you did not expect that. But these are all things that are breaking that boundary. And so we have to still take responsibility for how we're going to interact with that. We need ways to protect ourselves. And that's, again, acknowledging what it is that's there and what is in our control and what we're responsible for. And we need to take those proactive steps again to recognize what we can do. So the important thing though here is we need to acknowledge that there might be other things that get in the way of being positive and keeping up this renewed mind that have nothing to do with that other person or situation. And that might be stuff going on inside of ourselves. It might be the ants, the automatic negative thoughts. It might be some broken core soundtracks that we have ingrained in us that we're operating from. Things that we want to believe and we believe cognitively, like, you know, I'm loved by God, but we just can't seem to operate from that. We can't feel loved. We feel like I know that God doesn't want me to earn his love, but I'm still stuck in this pattern of doing that. We might have trust issues with God. I mean, learning to live in a place where we have a renewed mind and releasing some things to God, it requires trust. It requires feeling safe with God. That's something that can definitely be a reason that we stay stuck and find it hard to fight off these negative influences in life. Never feeling enough. These are all battles that are stuck inside of us, that it's like we're trying to trudge uphill in the rain with high heels on, you know, like without an umbrella. I mean, we're trying to climb the hill in mud and high heels. And when, if we can actually get to removing some of those parts that are making this especially hard, it becomes easier to get progress. It becomes so much, we're making the way much easier for ourselves. And that's why I encourage you to check out something like the Christian Mindset Makeover to deal with these deeper issues. We have a really great free training that explains some of the phenomena we talk about here on the podcast about how to renew our thoughts. And it also explains more about the Christian Mindset Makeover and even gives you a chance to get a little bit of a discount on the Christian Mindset Makeover for a limited time. So I would love to be able to connect with you in one of those workshops and share more about that. So you can sign up for that workshop. It's completely free. It's vibrantchristianliving.com/mind. And I would love to be able to connect with you there and share more. All right, we're going to continue this conversation next week. These hot topics that we all struggle with in terms of renewing our mind, the biggest questions, and I can't wait to dig into it then. I'll see you then. Bye-bye. Thanks for joining me today. Please go to ChristianMindsetCoachPodcast.com and click on podcast in the menu to get the full show notes and more information on the resources that we talked about. And don't forget to subscribe and to leave a 5-star rating and review on your favorite podcast player. Thanks so much in advance. I'll see you back here for the next episode.